Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Yeah, we could hear you cough pretty good.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Wow.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How about you, Brad?
I'm doing great. Sean, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I just ate some Sonic.
You sure did.
I had a hamburger with ketchup, mustard, and pickle. Those are the toppings I like on my hamburgers.
Now, if you, Sean, if you went to a Sonic and ordered a mustard. BLT, what would you expect on it?
I would expect bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise.
No, man, that's not BLTM. Can't just assume
it's implied.
Mayonnaise. I don't assume mayonnaise.
It's implied.
I can handle mayonnaise. I just don't assume mayonnaise. One time I went to this deli.
Yeah.
And I said, give me a ham sandwich.
Uh-oh.
I got a ham sandwich. I bit into it. Pickled red peppers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They automatically, their default setting for ham
pickled
sandwich
red peppers?
Is pickled red peppers.
Of course.
Not roasted red peppers. They're pickled.
No, they were pickled.
I don't think I've ever had a pickled.
I've heard of them in nursery rhymes, pickled peppers. But I did not know that you just assume, oh, no, everybody, yeah, don't even ask. Just throw the red peppers.
Don't they sell those by the pike? Pike? Peter Pepper Peck. He pecked a peck
Peter,
of pickle.
You can
Peter
pick Piper a peck pick of pickle. Pecker.
What is a peck?
Oh, Mark.
I said it wrong.
A skunk sat on a stump. The skunk thunk. The stump stunk. And the stump thunk. The skunk stunk.
The quick brown fox did something on a
red
dog.
Leather, yellow leather. Red toy boat. Toy boat.
Hi.
I don't know.
I don't have one.
How come we had to learn all that stuff when we were kids?
I remember zip, zop, zoop, or whatever.
Zip, zap, zop.
Zip, zop, zip, zop.
No, that's not.
That's not a real thing.
That's just a game. That's an improv game.
It's a game theater.
Oh, yeah, I don't do
but
that.
But it's not for making you speak better.
Have you guys heard of Pepsi Max?
I've heard of it. You keep telling me
about
it.
I've been raving.
Pepsi Max? I've never
He's
heard
in
of
love
it.
With this
guys,
stuff.
Guys, listen, I don't mean to sound like a advertisement.
Ladies and gentlemen, try
but
Pepsi Max.
The thing that worries me about Pepsi Max is that I like it so much, I'm pretty sure it will be discontinued quickly.
Yeah.
Or like not catch on. It's basically like the Pepsi version of Coke Zero.
They're going to find out that it's full of SARS.
Oh, God. It tastes so much like Pepsi.
You'll probably find out you get rickets from it.
Probably. Ooh. Well, you can't get rickets,
rickets
twice.
Rickets?
Is it? That's not true, is it?
Rickets? I don't know. Sort of like
rickets.
Isn't that Buddy Holly and the rickets? Hey,
rickets.
Rickety rack. Here's something I wanted to mention. Yeah, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That.
Thanks, guys.
Thought we had rickets in the room.
Sean's used to hearing them.
Hey!
Oh,
wow!
How much cereal in a coffin?
What, man? That hurts.
Oh, guys.
That's mean, guys.
We have fun.
It's mean, but it's fun.
We have a good time.
I don't think any of us even remember that joke.
So
the podcast
Sean,
is over. Not over till Sean cries. Oh, what were you going to say to Sean?
I was going to say that
Pepsi
Sean
Max?
Sean brought a pretty girl over the other night.
Whoa.
He brought a pretty girl over. And let me mention this, because when he brought a pretty girl over, I had a pretty girl over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was at your place, too.
She was at my place. They came over. And they both made a point of mentioning how clean our home was.
That's weird, because I don't picture... I picture a pigsty.
I guess everyone does. And because it's not... In my opinion, it's not particularly clean.
Like, if you look up at the rafters, there's lots of dust.
Like, we're at the home right now.
Rafters?
Listeners, we're at the home.
We
do have rafters, though. We're at the home of Mark and Unson, who is a married man and has a very clean, very well-kept home.
Clean house.
Yeah.
But it's not surprising because he's a married
man. Like, you can look up in the corners and there's nothing hanging.
It's beautiful.
Look at that.
It's called being an American.
Yeah. If you look at our...
I don't even know how dust...
Whatever that is.
There's no dust in...
No, we don't.
What is that called? So the listeners know...
A ceiling fan.
If you look at our ceiling fan, it's really dusty and dirty.
Yeah, but girls come over and they will make a point of mentioning how clean our home is.
Maybe you're dating hoarders.
I don't know.
Ooh.
You're half right.
I wish. Oh. Hey. Yeah, they're pretty stupid. They're like,
That's maybe all they think about is cleaning and cooking and stuff anyway.
Maybe your girlfriends are Pawn Stars.
Maybe.
Nothing. Never mind.
I've watched
my
that show.
My girlfriend's a little small. She's like a shrimp. She's like a prawn star.
It's
like six degrees of Kevin joking.
You know, well, it's got to be hard for, you know, being a little people in a big world.
I saw you, those two girls at one of your house going up and down your going up and down your street with a harpoon. They were a couple of house hunters.
Oh man!
Yep.
Oh,
I hope she doesn't. I hope she doesn't give you AIDS, because she would be the deadliest catch.
Uh oh.
That
I hope, man.
Wait. There's other stuff. I hope.
I think she has a pet that's good at finding paper towels.
Yeah.
It's a dog, the bounty hunter.
Okay, you win. We're not going to beat that one.
No, that's the good one.
Let's do the whole podcast.
Speaking of watching television.
Yeah, we love television.
I was watching some television.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw Wilford Brimley. Remember Wilford Brimley? I'm talking about diabetes.
Yeah. His lifeline.
It occurs to me, he's a really old guy.
Yeah. Like 44.
I think back to my childhood, and he was a really old guy. Yeah. He was the old guy in Cocoon. He was an old retirement home aged old guy.
Early 80s.
20 something years ago. He was a grandfather on that one show where everybody was in a house or something like that. All in one room.
Oh, they didn't live outside?
there.
The little house on the...
It was the first house
the little prairie
in the world.
It was originally the little prairie.
No, he was a grandfather in some Sunday night show.
Yeah. Huh. Has he ever been young? Is my question.
No, he has that rare disease where...
He's got that...
Elephantitis.
He's got it all. I don't think that's it.
I just can't picture him as like a lad. It's like, I'm going to catch a tadpole. He's just like born with a mustache and like a big walrus face.
I love lollipops.
I don't catch diabetes.
I'm going to lick this oversized lollipop. Oh, it's caught in my mustache.
He doesn't know how to say diabetes. And
no, he's saying it right.
Is it? That's incorrect.
It's diabetes.
That's the
diabetes.
Yeah. Well, when you have it, you can't say E. Because like, your ability to do long
your tongue
e.
is so fat. You're like, that's a little more accurate.
That's pretty mean, guys.
Wow.
Remember when Tom Cruise killed him in The Firm with a briefcase? I thought he would really be dead. I thought that really
that
was
how. That's just good acting.
He's great in
Listen to this.
That's cool.
That's a bobblehead.
It's a bobblehead.
It's a Ted head.
It's a Ted
head.
It's
Ted
a Ted bobblehead.
Bobblehead.
Where'd you get that, Mark?
My new friend Katrina for me. She's from Mostly Comedy Podcast and Memphis Comedian. I was on Andy Fleming and Katrina's podcast.
Katrina Morrell.
Yeah, Katrina.
Morrell?
Merle?
She's from
a Mexican.
She's from
West
Memphis, Arkansas.
Some kind of foreigner of some sort.
Yeah.
Huh.
Very, very nice people.
They're good
people.
Yeah,
they're friendly.
I like very funny, nice.
Have you heard their podcast?
Yeah, they're friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
I like their podcast. You know what I like? They've got a great theme song.
They do.
I'm not shitting on our theme song. I'm starting to think maybe we should cut
their theme song?
We'll do a new one.
It's a good theme song.
It gets stuck in your head. It's like Mostly Comedy. We could
play
it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I've got it right there.
Let's just listen to their podcast on our podcast.
You want to?
No. The theme song is good, but the show is...
Oh, it's terrible.
Like a spoonful of diarrhea.
After the theme song, I turn it off.
It's so horrible. It's not even like a spoonful of diarrhea. It's like having a spoon and a guy squatting over it. It's like someone shitting.
What
in
you're
face.
Saying? That's a bad podcast.
I'm saying
would subscribe.
Well,
to that.
There's what I'm saying is there is a select few who probably enjoy it.
Okay, yeah. That's why I like
most.
Their, I guess that's why I like
people
your podcast. I think
are
it's
sickened
good.
By
you've
it.
Heard so many regular podcasts that now you're getting into the really disgusting.
I'd
stuff.
Like to make a point of mentioning that Andy Fleming is it?
Andy Fleming
of Mostly Comedy Podcast.
Yes.
Is a funny son of a bitch.
He's
Did you see him
funny.
At the El Comedy Show on Monday?
Yeah. Here's what I liked about him.
The audience didn't know, but he was funny.
Well, the audience was
the
weird.
Audience
it was, they were there to see some band.
What do they know?
They were here to see.
But we were having conversation before the show, just blah, blah, blah.
You had a podcast.
We were just talking about, like, you know, all the stuff on the stage, and he opened up with a little joke that he just made up in the conversation.
That's the kind of guy he is.
He's not afraid to say, think of something, then say it on stage, where some comics
That's important.
Have to write it down 20 times.
I gotta do that.
My relationship with him is like I'm sexual. Always I'm it's not quite. I'm always making meatballs. You know, I'm always busting his chops. I'm never just
making meatballs.
Making meatballs. You know?
No, that's not real.
<It's>, never heard no, that's
like, not. Quit making meatballs. Start busting my chops. Say, hey Brad, what's with your fucking hair and stuff?
No, that's not a real thing.
Sean, making meatballs. Sean, say Brad, what's with your hair?
Something. What's with your hair?
Hey, quit making meatballs.
you can't just make
is that
up.
True.
I didn't make that up. Well, maybe I made it up. Anyway, I'm always making meatballs. Making meatballs with this guy. And he doesn't know. I don't think I've ever. I think if you're going to make meatballs, you have to sometimes be nice also. I never say to him, hey, I think you're funny.
Well, you never break character.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it means more. If you're nice, sometimes the meanness stings a little more.
It hurts more.
You know what I mean? If like you're always a dick, then you're just like, oh, well, you just hate everything. Well,
I always wondered why the local comics always called you the meatball guy.
Because I'm always making meatballs.
Yeah. Making meatballs.
Every time I start in with somebody, like, there goes Brad again, making meatballs.
Making meatballs.
Like, making them, like, the meat part? Or are you cooking them in the sauce? What are you doing?
It's like busting chops. Like, I don't even know what a chop is.
Well, it's a piece of meat.
What, how are you busting a chop?
Isn't that your chop?
No.
I think a chop is your cheek, right?
Yeah, chop? Slapping you. It's a chop. Slap in the face, busting your chops.
Busting your chops. Well, I'm making
ribbon.
Meatballs.
Ribbon as well.
I'm like P. Diddy. Ribbing. I come up with new old man ribbing. Sayings every
ribbing.
Ribbing. Yeah, ribbing. Ribs. I get you.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean, for saying ribbing 25.
Ribbing.
Wow.
Ribbing in your fucking hair.
Wow.
Okay, I'm kidding.
That was mean.
Wow, guys.
We're just
speaking
making,
of which.
Just making meatballs.
Speaking of ribbons, pink ribbons, my mother sent me an email that said, I sent you a shirt. I don't know if you'll ever wear it, but it's about
Fighting cancer.
And the shirt says, I love boobs. That's the shirt that she got for me. I don't think I can
Thanks,
wear that.
Thanks, Mom. I wouldn't
I don't
wear
think
it.
I can wear that.
You can wear it to work out in.
Just get a bumper sticker.
Just go down to the gym with it.
Hey, no, they go to the gym at the YMCA. They're going to be offended.
Well, who doesn't love boobs? I mean, name somebody who doesn't.
Women love boobs. Men love boobs.
Gay guys even like them.
Yeah. Everybody likes boobs. Yeah, babies stupid. Love boobs.
We have to. That's our food
it's
source.
It's like chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
We're way into this podcast.
How long have we gotten?
We're
364 measures.
Oh, man. We're already 364 measures
don't worry,
deep.
Guys. I got this. 12 minutes. We're not that far. Fine.
I was
we got
trying
it.
To make some point
hours.
About...
Well, we had a huge argument.
With mostly comedy, you had a huge argument?
No. With about like what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, we got to argue.
Yeah, you know
is
what?
Is it too early? I don't...
No, but before we get to that...
Mostly comedy. Andy Fleming.
Mostly comedy. No, I'm...
Meatball Man.
We don't want to talk about him anymore.
Attention. You know, we put a thing that was like, hey, podcast listeners, if you have any ideas.
Yeah. Where did you post that?
I posted it everywhere.
Okay. I only saw it on Mangy Dog.
I went around with Corey Rapon when he was advertising for L Comedy. And I stapled it to poles, and then people would rip them down. But nobody
North
responded.
North Pole, South Pole, all poles.
I responded.
All the poles. Well, you know, you responded. You're
Polio.
The only one. I think the reason people were reluctant to respond is because they're afraid that... We'll make meatballs.
Yeah, we'll make fun of them. Like,
we will, and they're right. We will.
Yeah.
No matter what you say.
We have not established a level of trust with anybody.
No, everyone knows us too well.
Right.
And also, I don't think anyone cares. But
nobody cares.
That's fine. We've got our own minds. We came up with plenty of good things. My example was, hey, guys, think of something that we can have, which is better,
riff
about. I came up with a lot of ideas. Mark came up with ideas. Sean probably
he kept
them
to
himself,
podcast,
but he probably came up with them. And,
I'm shaking my head.
He's shaking his head. Well, so anyway.
For the listeners out there, I didn't come up with anything.
Well, while Brad's looking at that, for the listeners, you guys are the only ones who will ever see this, but does this make me look racist, this little jacket I have on?
Why would that make you look racist?
I mean, honestly, it doesn't.
No.
Okay, how about now?
Oh, man.
It's got like a KKK
you look like
hat.
A witch.
Got a really pointy hood.
I've been wearing this thing around. I put the hood up. I'm walking around, and everybody's like,
"Can I run
out of the way?
Can I draw eye holes on it?"
Wow,
that's pretty. So, yeah, it's pretty racist. It's like a navy blue.
It's a
Klan.
It's a regular sweatshirt.
1970.
Like,
that was
when you were established.
That was the end.
It's clever.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I've worn this on every podcast I've done. So we've talked about it on every podcast.
It's clever every time.
You can talk about it.
Yeah, I've been wearing it around. I put the hood up, and everybody thinks I'm a racist because it came with a KKK hood.
You're not a racist.
I think it's because you're...
It's blue. Yes. It's blue. If it was, like, bright, shiny pink or bright, shiny purple or white, then
you're
be racist.
You're a redhead.
Yeah,
I think people just assume.
It's reversible, and there's a burning cross on the other side.
Man.
Not a picture of one. There's one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
you
dangerous.
You only wear it in the winter. Sorry,
really
Brad. We have a good
you guys
second
ready?
Episode.
Ready? You ready for?
Yeah, I've really thought about this.
Second episode.
This is third.
Wasn't that good?
Wasn't that good?
I don't think it was. The first one was pretty good.
Everybody loved the first
one. I want everyone to know.
Last episode wasn't that good?
Nah.
It wasn't as good. Okay. I think we were relying too much on our just wit.
Yeah. How's this one going?
This is great. It's good.
It's going pretty good. We talked about. Mark made a joke.
This is our top three. This is in our top three.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah,
it's definitely our second best podcast.
Sweet.
You ready for
which
is better?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Which is better?
Here it
is.
Which
is better?
Which is better? The Incredible Hulk versus Godzilla.
Godzilla, easy.
I'm saying Incredible Hulk.
Before we've discussed it, I've told Brad this, but I don't know why they're fighting.
No, they're not.
Which is better.
Just which is better?
Which is better?
I mean,
we have a whole list of what's better about the two franchises.
In
today's economy,
Bill and Ted's and Back to the Future are time travel.
Okay,
I don't know.
These are both things that don't exist.
Are you sure?
Except for Godzilla.
These are both. They're similar in a lot of ways. They're both monsters.
Yeah. Green.
They're both green. They're greenish. They devastate. There's a lot they have in common.
A lot of radioactivity.
They induce fear among human beings.
You guys are right.
They're like a young man type of thing.
It's not
like you would think Godzilla versus King Kong or Hulk versus the Thing.
Because that's all been done before. That's been in comic books
and
on Corey's
list. It's a little fun. It's a little fun to mix it up. Like, what's better? You know, a cup of coffee or a blowjob or something. You know what I mean? It's like they're not the same.
Depends what time of day.
Apples
it is.
And
yeah. Morning
and apples. Well,
that might be podcast four.
It could be. It's on the list. I mean, since nobody's going to.
It's possible.
But before we actually get into the. I was telling my wife about this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, you know, this is the subject for this week. And she said, that's stupid.
Wow.
Oh.
But not for the reason you said it's stupid.
She's probably right.
No, she said it's stupid because easily it's the Hulk.
Oh. Well,
really?
So you guys
agree
are starting off
wife.
In the hole.
Easily.
With your wife.
Yeah.
I usually agree with your wife.
So I thought she thought it was stupid because we were talking about it, but she said it was stupid because, well, the Hulk is better.
It's like there's no contest.
Yeah, it's like,
wow.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that's what we're trying to settle here. Because this is the day and age we live in.
Yeah, people want to know.
People want to know. And not only that, you can't just say, hey, who invented the Les Paul? Because anyone could easily, well, first of all, you
Les
know.
Paul
you,
did. Les Paul did.
You know what I mean? You can just look it up. Awesome. You know? Who invented the guy Les Paul? His parents. And the point I'm making is that, like, you can't just ask a straight-out question because of Google and stuff.
Yeah, the answer is there.
You picked the one product that is named exactly after the person who invented it, I think.
You know what that reminded me? That reminded me of something I thought of earlier this week. I just, like, Monday I was thinking, like, in 20 years, you know the Grant's tomb, who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Right.
In 20 years it's going to be, what date was 9/11? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because you just say 9/11.
You're going to automatically, yeah. Though,
so in like
thing.
20 years, people are going to be like, well, what date was 9/11 happen?
Well, yeah, because if you think about the phrases you keep in your conversation, like people, when you get off the phone, you say, I just hung up my phone.
Right, you didn't,
but we don't hang phones
not
up anymore.
Not since operator,
hello,
Fernwood 653.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you flip it closed.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Not even me. I just say, terminate. I don't know, I had to pull my phone out to do that. for the listener. Terminate call.
The first time he did it, he did the pinky and thumb phone. Yeah.
So
you showed him.
Do you actually say terminate call? Or are you making that up? Because it talked to you.
I do.
It just talked to you. So
you
I know.
Could if you wanted.
Yeah, I could say terminate call.
All right, guys.
And then
look,
hang up the phone.
Look, we don't have all night.
No, this is the topic.
Let's get
Brad,
into
take
this.
Control of this podcast. All
right, I'm going to steer us back.
You're
into
the boss.
Conversation.
You're the new
steer the prow
Hulk
of this
versus Godzilla.
Ooh,
first category. Who had better movies?
Wow.
Who had
movies?
Better movies?
Oh, easily Godzilla. Whoa. Here's why.
Okay.
Here's why.
Defend.
There were a lot of Godzilla movies.
There were
That's
a
true.
Ton,
and they all were basically the same, and he fought the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But then. Like this creature from outer space, Ghidra came, three-headed monster.
I know.
Sean may not be familiar with Ghidra.
And then he was defeated and became Mecha. Ghidra. Right, go ahead.
That wasn't actually a movie.
Okay.
Might have been a comic book.
No, he. Go ahead.
You're thinking of Mega Godzilla.
I'm thinking of Gigan, the three-headed guy. No, the three-headed dragon.
It's Ghidra.
Yeah, but then he got beat and was. Had like two robot or had a robot head and robot wings and stuff. He was like a cyborg.
Okay. Yes.
First he was three dragons and then he was fused together.
Maybe.
See, this
I
is why we need Google. We need to look up who Les Paul is.
But who invented the Les Paul?
Who invented Ghidra?
Like, it was all fine and good when Godzilla was battling Mothra and Rodan.
Mothra,
and,
fuck. Right. It's a moth. I know, but
yeah,
it's a
very dangerous moth.
He's the most. The thing about Mothra is that he is the most devastating of all the monsters. He's a moth.
Yeah,
but he is so undefeatable.
He hangs out with hot Asian twins, so I mean,
yeah. Fairies.
So I mean, okay, you gotta give him props.
Go ahead with your point.
So he's fighting all these guys, and then some outer space creature comes to Earth, and Godzilla's like,
whatever.
He tries to make the time out thing, but his hands can't touch. And he's like, oh, check it out, Rodan. We've been enemies or whatever, and they all band together and they fight him and they win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So I mean, what has the Hulk ever done?
You know, well, we're talking. Well, as far as movies go. We'll all admit that there were...
They never had to reset the Godzilla franchise, is what
no.
I'm saying.
No, well, they did. Every time they do it, they have to reset it. Okay, I'll give you the only Hulk movie that was even decent. And we're counting made-for-TV Hulk when he teamed up with Thor. Yeah, they made a TV movie.
Yeah, he did team
he
up with
teamed
Thor.
Up with Thor.
I threw up when I was a kid when I watched
dump
it. I got
truck
the flu.
Or something. That was
I got the flu during that one. I couldn't even make it to the end. I was throwing
it
up.
It was pretty horrible.
It was bad.
But it's still on par with, like, you know, Mecha Godzilla or something like that. I mean, you know, it was shitty. And I guess I'll say Godzilla has a better movie.
Slightly better.
I will say this about the movies.
Yeah.
Godzilla is the only one to appear in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure is a pretty great movie.
That does raise the stakes.
There's no Hulk in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Now, you're a big movie fella.
Yeah.
So what was the Godzilla? It wasn't originally Godzilla, was it?
It was Gojira.
Gojira.
It's true. It's true.
Because they have no L.
Yeah.
They have no L in their
language. Gojira. And it starred, what was his name? Cool Japanese guy.
Yong Tong?
Yes, that's him. Yong Tong.
Les Paul.
Yes.
Danielson. Sorry, Danielson. It's the only Japanese guy now.
Why can't I think of his name? He's good.
Yeah.
You would like him. You'd like him. He's in Seven Samurai.
Jackie and Fat.
He's in
Jackie Chan.
Many Kurosawa films.
Mr.
Classic.
Nagataki?
Yes.
Mrs. Doubtfire. That was the. I'm
sorry.
But, yeah.
Gojira! Yes, it was originally Japanese. I mean, it's still Japanese.
It does have a little tinge.
But the original, they made an American version where they essentially just cut white people into it.
And it wasn't like.
They just had white people pointing up in the same way that.
Wasn't. There's a really good actor.
They edited
in one
out
of them.
The Japanese people.
Yeah.
What's his name from To Kill a Mockingbird and.
Gregory Peck?
Yeah, he was in. I think he was in the first Godzilla.
Oh, you know what? I think he's right.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Wow. That's pretty sweet.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not.
That's an old movie, though. And they keep making Godzilla movies.
It was Matthew Broderick was in one.
No, that's a whole separate thing. We'll get to that. That's a whole separate thing. Don't even get me fucking started.
That's a different franchise.
Don't even get me started on that.
All right. I won't start you.
The fucking. But they still make. Japan still makes Godzilla movies with like current.
Yeah.
CGI and stuff like that. Okay. So they're still like...
They're still doing their thing. We
it's
tried
not
to
like
steal
something
it.
That quit. It's still going on.
Never today. Quit. Okay. The Hulk, I think they quit that.
Hulk, what...
Well, they should.
That Hulk movie.
They'll probably make another Hulk
movie. Both Hulk,
Hulk movie.
Movies. I think the reason I like the second Hulk movie with...
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton. Eddie. I think part of why I liked it...
William Hurt.
...was because of how much I hated the first one. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's like when you have a really... shitty girlfriend, and then you get sort of a mediocre girlfriend. You're like, this is pretty great compared to the horrible.
She don't hit
right?
Me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's how
saying.
I felt about the second.
Actually, like the first 30 minutes of the second Hulk was really good. I thought
it just spiraled down. I liked the problem with Peter the first Hulk movie is the same problem as when they made the Matthew Broderick Godzilla. Is they spent the first half of the movie trying to establish how this could even happen.
Yeah.
Like,
we don't need to know that.
Don't break just down science for me.
We just
explain.
Want monsters.
Look, just go straight to monster. And that's what they did. They were like, monster. Let's
beginning
do it.
Of every Godzilla movie, he's like coming out of an iceberg or something like that.
It's a movie. Everybody's sitting around. There's some weird side story about a family of Japanese peoples. And Godzilla just walks out of the ocean and starts knocking shit
exactly.
over.
Exactly.
And
fire
that's fine.
Then maybe there's like 10 minutes of, what we used. We shouldn't have used this technology. We've done this. This is a bad thing. Yeah. And then more explosions.
Japan has never had a big problem about trying really hard to make sense. When they're making a movie, they're sort of like, whatever.
Maybe it makes sense to them.
I I think they're used to it. They don't expect movies to have any kind of linear concept or anything.
They're nuts.
They're the YouTube of cinema.
Whoa.
But who had a better bad movie? Like, because Godzilla movies are bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad ones.
But you enjoy that they're bad.
Yeah.
The Hulk movies that were bad were
you just couldn't
like,
sit through them.
I mean, the guy being Thor on the beach with like...
Who was the actor?
I can't remember.
It had
well,
to be
there
like
was
some
two.
Soap star
there was
or there
was
like that,
a,
wasn't
there
it?
Was a skinny dude who would hold the hammer and yell Odin and then become
and become Thor.
And I don't remember who
that
Thor
was. Dumb.
Was.
You become, the whole, you don't become Thor.
That's not how it works,
right?
Well,
no, you're just
not
Thor.
Exactly. Well, yes and no. I don't know. In this,
you don't become Thor the way Hulk becomes the Hulk. You know, like you don't just bulk up. You may
no. Thor was a always, god. He yeah. was from you know. Where's Thor from?
Odinville.
Valhalla.
Odinville.
Yeah, he's from...
he's probably from Valhalla.
He's from O-Town.
O-Town.
What else? Right. What right. else? Come on. Yeah.
Who had better toys?
I think you're going to have to handle this.
I'll tell you something. Yeah,
this is out of our expertise.
I have one vote for Hulk hands.
Those Hulk hands
pretty
are pretty
cool.
sweet.
Those are really awesome. And
they
yeah, make,
because you can smash and
they
Hulk
make
smash.
A noise, right?
Don't they that? Do. You yeah. know what would be great? Godzilla feet.
Ooh.
Just and you could just smash on your Hot Wheels
they
and stuff
have
and walk
slippers,
around.
Slippers, oversized, adorable
they
slippers.
But I mean, some that make noise yeah. though, some that stomp when
like
you walk.
Like LA lights, but audio.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Now, when I was a kid, there was Hulk toy and Godzilla toy, but they were like rubber monsters.
Well, yeah. there's a lot of toys.
It's like the 70s. I mean,
yeah.
I'll say I like the Hulk toys, and throughout the years, I've liked them. When I was a little kid, I had a Hulk. That, you tie a string to one end of something and a string to the other.
Yeah, and, you,
and it would zip across.
Yeah, he had a,
yeah, yeah.
His
yeah.
hand was like that. I remember that.
Yeah, those. That has cool. a special place
it was
in my
like,
heart.
Didn't he? Was it that? Did that same doll, if you pushed the button in his back, the arm went up and down?
Probably.
I think so.
I don't know. I've looked for that one. I can't
think
find
that's
it.
A real
I think the
thing.
Bushwhackers dolls did that.
Yeah. Yeah, they stole that technology from
yeah.
the Hulk.
That was invented.
What
was
toy technology
pioneered.
Was stolen most? And it would be the Hulk.
Well, you know, I remember there was a Godzilla who had like a fiery breathing mouth.
Yes, but it was just like a piece of plastic that came out and retracted.
It's like a red tongue.
How
did they ever have? They should have had the twist up, like the Sparkies. I like those.
I
like
think
how
that was right on
nuns.
The end of that being legal to give children
yeah. Oh, yeah.
fire producing
yeah.
toys.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Those were cool. I remember those.
But I have, you know, I have several thousand toys. I'm a action
He's got
figure.
A lot of
so
toys.
I have a lot of toys, and if you'll look through my,
you
toys,
have less now.
If you. They're not out. I still have them. I just don't have them displayed because we have such a clean house.
They're in four storage bins.
Yeah.
Across,
they're
not in the same company.
They're in like some got junk fucking pods.
But they're not in the same place because what if that place burned down?
You no,
just,
yeah.
So you
can't.
Spread your risk.
No, no. You got to.
It's like investing.
Melt.
Yeah.
This is your retirement we're talking about.
This is my retirement plan is to like build a house out of the toys. I'm not going to sell them. But. But I'll pay people
I'll
pay me to
build myself a Lego house.
To come. Are you gonna sell them? No, I'm gonna make a toy museum. Come look.
I just
pay me.
I picture you when you're like 70, going to the doctor, paying in R2D2s.
Just a big sack of fucking. Here you go.
This is worth $2,000.
Yeah.
Boop,
Here's
boop,
all my action boop, figures. Boop, boop.
This one obeys seven commands. Vacuum on too.
Well, I don't remember what we're talking about.
The Hulk toys
the
are
Hulk
better.
Toys.
Hulk toys are
well.
Way
no,
better.
What I was saying, the Hulk toys are great, but the Godzilla toys are also great. And what I'm saying is, if you look through all my, you would find one Godzilla toy, and that is the only toy from my childhood. Out of the thousands of toys I have, they all
been
lost or stolen or destroyed by my little shit brother.
Oh.
And the only one that made it through was my Godzilla toy, who on his foot. Where it says made in Japan or whatever, it's actually made. It's written in Ching Chong Ching.
Oh,
it's not
it's
even.
It's got to be worth something.
It's got to be worth something. I don't know what it's worth.
You could probably
it's worth
get
a lot
hysterectomy
to me.
With what that's worth.
Oh, dude, ooh. I could probably pay for Man. My hernia from carrying boxes of toys around. It's pretty great.
That's ironic.
So it has sentimental value.
It has. That's the only kind of value there is, man.
Is there?
If you think about it.
I don't know.
This guy owns a house. He doesn't know sentimental.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in it. There's nothing in this house except
there's no dust in it,
equipment.
I'll tell you that much.
Like music equipment and TVs, and that's I don't own anything.
That's all, you've got everything you need.
That's
you're
all
happy.
I need, yeah.
You made a house at home. You got a I loving wife and a bobblehead Ted.
Well, I mean
the I funny thing about the bobblehead Ted, I don't maybe you covered this. They didn't make a bobblehead Bill.
Yes, we did. We talked
just
a
bobblehead
that.
Ted. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Well, I mean, they had the foresight to know that that guy ain't gonna be doing
that's,
much.
What if that's how success is determined? Like whoever,
bobblehead.
Yeah.
No, because I'm gonna throw a name out here, and you're not gonna
don't
know
say Michael
about.
J. Fox.
There's a George Plaster bobblehead doll.
Oh, okay.
Do you even know who that is?
No.
Local sports talk
George
guy.
George Plaster.
Very annoying. And
is there a Muhammad Ali bobblehead?
There is now. It's life size.
Guys, that's man.
What? I'm asking.
He's got. I think there is. He's got a disease.
He does,
or something. I don't know, he's got something, right?
He's got.
He seems a bit punchy lately.
Wow. How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Well, if he maybe if he hadn't turned his back on Jesus Christ, then maybe.
Well, he is a Muslim, so
he's
I mean,
a
he should
Muslim.
Be punished.
Yeah,
he should
I think
be punished.
He's just full of terrorism.
Yeah. I think so.
Just busting out of his
I pores. Think he tried to fly a plane into a building, and he's just so he couldn't get it straight. He just kept going into the ocean, you know. Just
what did I said the two towers the other day.
Yes, he did.
I was
two
talking
towers.
About the Twin Towers. I was like, this is like the two towers. So I was like, I don't think that's what you meant, but I tried to hold it. Like, no, that's what people.
Yeah, no. Two towers. You remember?
they flew a giant eagle on into
September 12th. Two towers.
Yeah, so you know,
it kind of got overshadowed by the Twin Peaks that got knocked down.
The plane flew into Isengard first.
No, because they had that distraction at the Pentagon to draw Bush's eye away. It's stupid.
But
you know who could have knocked the two towers down? Fucking Godzilla. That's
whoa.
It. Getting it back on track.
Yeah.
Who had a better comic? Did you ever read either?
No, I didn't read
did
any
you ever
of
read
those.
Incredible Hulk had comic books, but there was also
actually,
Godzilla comic books.
And I think we talked about this a little bit before.
Yeah.
Long time. You might not remember the conversation, but I read comic books until I was in seventh grade. And then,
you don't remember
and then
that. And that
girls
was,
started talking to me.
Yeah.
I was like,
well, that was probably 50 years ago, so we probably can't remember. Ooh, gave it back a little bit.
I remember going,
gave it back a little bit.
Big payback.
you know what? I stopped reading comic books. I was reading Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably in 7th or 8th grade.
And you're like, ah, I can't.
You're like mid-comic. You're like, ah, fuck this.
You know,
this is bullshit.
This is basically, yes. Wolverine is in a bar fighting these people. You know what he does? He takes a glass and breaks it. And he's going to hit the guy with it. I'm like, you idiot. You've got these claws.
Like Superman throwing a rock at somebody. Asshole.
Wow. It'd be like Spider-Man shoving someone's face in an anthill.
Yeah,
you know, you got a web.
Along that line, there are toys, and they get into everybody like the Batman and the Batmobile. They have a Supermobile, where it's like
they
Superman.
He never had.
Why
that.
Would he drive a fucking car? Like the Flash has a car. In Toyland or whatever.
His legs
like,
get
just
tired.
To sell the toys. But it's like, it's not going to be faster than the Flash. How could it be?
Well, he's got to take it to Bob's Big Boy on a Friday night to
yeah.
show the ladies. You
hey.
Know.
Well, that's true.
What do you guys like? What are you guys into?
I think, I would think the Hulk comic would be way better.
The
than
Hulk
the Godzilla
comics are way
comic.
Better. The, God, yeah. the Godzilla, it's like, it's something you got to see to love.
Yeah.
Godzilla wouldn't even fit on the page.
Yeah, that's true.
Too
ooh.
Big.
You know what I mean? How big your comic book have me back? Let me ask you this.
Do it.
Who had a better green? Who had it ain't, first of all.
Well,
if you think it's easy.
No.
Pimping ain't easy. And being green ain't easy.
No.
Those are two things.
No. We learned from Kermit the Frog
a green
and
pimp
a wrestler.
Has just got it fucking.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. It depends what you want to do with the green. If you're painting your living room, then you go Godzilla green.
No,
yeah,
Godzilla green's like
it's more
diarrhea.
Neutral. No,
it's
a more
a
neutral
dark,
earth
it's almost
tone.
Black.
It's an earth tone.
Well, what do you think, Sean?
Our bathroom is Hulk green, actually.
Our bathroom is deliberately.
I'm not surprised.
Rainforest green.
It's so sad.
There actually is a picture of the Hulk in our bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of single guys might have a Playboy in there or GQ.
No.
These guys, Hulk.
No.
Any Anytime I bring a girl over, I turn on the light and say it's really green in there, just like to warn them, because I've heard people go in there and go, whoa.
Yeah.
So that one time,
hey,
when your mom visited in with the booby with the booby T-shirt.
But wait a minute.
Hey, here's your tit shirt.
You got any cigarettes,
mom?
I think she's trying to make you like boobs. Like, I don't want a gay son. Look, a lot of boobs.
No.
Does she ever sit down and say, Sean, you know, there's surgeries. We could talk about. We don't have the money.
there's a church camp.
I'll sell a kidney and a liver. We got two of each, right?
No, she never said any of that, guys, because I'm straight, and guys, she knows it. She loves it.
And she knows
and
it.
And she loves me.
She does love you.
No matter who I am.
Oh, no,
straight.
It's
very
funny
straight.
Because you're not gay.
I'm really straight.
He's not
hopefully.
Gay.
Guys, I'm really straight.
This is extra meta because when I make fun of Sean being gay, I'm actually making fun of everyone who makes fun of Sean being gay.
Yeah.
The way, like, when I make a racist joke, it's, well, that's because I'm racist. But
yeah,
that's
true.
Like if Les Paul were here right now. If Les Paul were on the Two Towers right now.
You do know
now,
he's still alive.
He
we could probably
Les Paul,
no, he's
doesn't
dead.
He have arthritis?
He died recently.
Oh, yeah, he died recently.
He died of arthritis.
He had arthritis, but not so he died of. I don't think.
I don't think you can die of arthritis, can you?
He died of guitar.
What did they play at his funeral?
Probably some rock and roll.
Yeah, a little rockabilly.
Yeah.
That's probably it was probably the most unbearable jam session ever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I love them and everything,
I hate
but like
jam
every
sessions.
Time they have these 15 fucking
when you
guitar,
see 15 acoustic guitars, and you see Bruce Springsteen just sweating, and you know it's terrible.
Bruce Springsteen wouldn't be there.
No,
Bruce. He plays a Telecaster.
It would be,
yeah,
it would be
I meant
like,
Telecaster.
Bruce Springsteen plays a Telecaster. He wouldn't be there.
he would still pay homage. I'm talking about when it was
Ace
like
Frehley
fucking
might be there.
I don't know who else plays Les Paul.
Slash.
Zach Wilde.
Zach Wilde does. Tony Iommi plays the Gibson Les Paul.
Tony Iommi.
Eric Clapton.
No.
Eric Clapton plays everything else.
I don't
Eric
know.
Clapton
plays
a Brownie. Apparently he plays a fucking iPhone now.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What a douchebag. Slow hands. You need fast hands if you're going to play guitar. What a stupid thing.
Song's it's like, not about guitar, Brad.
They call me old no thumbs Clapton. Look at me go. Yardbirds.
What's
like
the song about? I don't listen to lyrics. I don't know the lyrics of any songs. I know this much of Knock Three Times. Knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
See, you guys know, but I didn't know that.
He didn't know it. Last night, he was going to bed, and he said, good night, buddy, if you need me. Knock three times, and I was like, on the ceiling. And he came back out, what? I'm like, I was just saying, on the ceiling. He was like, what? He didn't know what I meant. And
yeah,
I was like, I'm saying, I'm finishing what you just fucking said. I'm saying the
I
rest
don't
of
know.
What you said.
I always get that song like mixed up when I go, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
With
my
Lucas.
Boyfriend's back. I can't get it right.
Hey, La.
Hey, La. Knock three times. It's all. Hey.
Part-time lover and She's a Man-Eater. Those are
same song.
Same song.
Yeah. Remember that Oasis song? Not Oasis. The
Sure coming out tonight.
The Offspring. Or that Get a Job song that sounded I had to be deliberately sounding like Obladi Oblada.
Oh yeah,
pay,
oh that was terrible.
I heard that the other day and I was like, oh, I remember I was so grateful I had forgotten it.
I wish I would have never remembered that.
Sorry I brought it up, guys. Sorry,
genuinely
sad.
They actually got sued too for the song that Keep It Separated song, the guitar intro in that was
lifted Agent
from,
Orange.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love Agent Orange.
Yeah.
That's some old
Well, it's like
Aladdin.
An Indian riff.
Yeah, it's
from
like
India.
It's like the theme to Aladdin or something.
Yeah.
Like.
Agent Orange.
It's like, hey, here's my new song I wrote. No, you didn't write that. David
Bowie.
Yours went ding 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 did a ding ding. Mine went ding ding
ding
did a ding ding.
Yeah, see?
What else?
Hulk has a better green. I think I won that one.
Okay, you won.
I mean, he's certainly
greener.
Here's
the big question. It's not the last one, but I'm putting my hand in the air. Who would win in a fight?
Wow.
Fucking go. Sean, who would win in a fight?
I think.
Who would win in a fight, Sean?
This is easy.
It is easy. It is easy.
And you're probably wrong. You're
Brad,
probably wrong.
Probably.
Brad tried to, you tried to convince me that it was the Hulk.
It is the Hulk.
You're pretty convincing.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think Godzilla's pretty awesome and that he would use his fire. If
you don't know anything about
I mean,
Godzilla.
It's listen.
Because here's what, can I tell you what would happen?
Okay.
Godzilla has the uncanny ability to size up his opponent. Uh-huh. The Hulk just goes into rage and starts goes into attack mode. And his strategy is questionable. His strategy, you know what Godzilla would do?
What?
He would relax the Hulk. He would relax him.
He'd befriend him? Yeah, give him a flower?
He would. His presence would relax the Hulk. He'd ungreen. He'd turn back into Bruce Bixby. And he'd be like, are you relaxed now, my little friend Hulk? Be like, yeah, I didn't want to hurt you anyway.
Yeah.
And then the Godzilla would go, okay. And then rip
that's
his head
retarded.
Off.
That's retarded. That's the dumbest thing ever.
It's a true statement.
Let me tell you what would happen. Hulk would win. That's what would
Godzilla
happen.
Is an animal. Hulk is a man who
the
got...
Hulk, the more he fights, the stronger he gets.
That's... You keep that's, making up cartoons.
I'm not
stuff.
Making up stuff. I'm talking about that's the what the Hulk is.
I didn't know that.
The Hulk,
I believe
the longer
you.
He fights, the stronger he gets. He's unbeatable.
Not
Godzilla
true.
Gets worn down. Godzilla is tough, and he can come back, and he has got the size advantage, but that doesn't... Hulk can jump.
Yeah, but...
Hulk could jump up to
also,
his face.
Also, Godzilla's a she, so...
Well, that's we'll get to that. We'll
yeah,
get to that.
We have to talk
we'll
about
get to that.
That.
Let's say Godzilla Godzilla picks up Hulk. Fuck you. Swallows him. His stomach's going to get punched through in about 5 nanoseconds.
But do you know what kind of acid is in there that's just burning the Hulk into
you know
nothing?
You know what kind of Hulk the Hulk is made out of?
Yes.
Hulk. He's no, made of Hulk.
No matter what you do, it's still human flesh and bone.
It's not human flesh. He's the Hulk. It's a different guy.
Are we going to get it? I guess we're going to get into gamma rays and Godzuki, hopefully.
Well, we Godzuki. Are going to get into radiation here in a second.
You're saying Godzuki like you've
I'm
never
I'm talking
heard of
about
that.
Who would win in a fight. Who would Gojira. Win in a fight?
Godzilla.
If Godzilla and... Okay, if you went
does
in the
Hulk have
Manhattan,
a tail like your girlfriend? Wow. Godzilla could just use his tail alone to just smack wow. the Hulk away every time he gets close.
You know what? The Hulk would grab blood. His tail and swing him around like a jackass and throw him in the fucking sun. He probably would. He would fucking... The Hulk.
No.
Beat, have you read Planet Hulk, where he beat the planet?
Well, first of all,
oh, it didn't. It didn't come out in 1923, so you probably didn't. Hulk is cornered by the entire League of Superheroes. He gets a bottle, breaks it on the counter,
and I close the book.
And then that's it.
It's enough for me. I'm out.
I'm out.
If there was like a factory that made bottles, and on the roof they had a giant bottle, the Hulk would smash it and gut stab. Godzilla. I don't know if there's a... I don't know.
So I say, this is... We're just going to have to all agree to disagree.
We're going to have to agree to disagree with you and that I know...
Sean went with Godzilla. 2-1.
Sean,
we won. You
how
lost.
Can you... That's because you guys are uninformed.
We,
right?
That's true. I am uninformed.
Yeah,
you're teabaggers. You don't know enough about...
What?
you don't know... You know
are
how
you
they
making
bitch?
Green tea with
yeah.
us?
Hey!
Making green tea.
Green tea, because it goes back to the Hulk.
Yeah, meatball.
Your little collar matches your sweatshirt.
It's
exactly.
not an accident, friends.
Oh, my God.
I dressed
wow.
up for you.
He gets dressed up for podcasts.
Yeah. I want to look
Sean's
good.
Wearing biker shorts.
Biker shorts?
Is that velour?
This is, yes, it is. It is velour. I was also wearing my cowboy boots.
Oh, it is velour.
Do you want, you can rub my legs if you want to.
I've rubbed a little bit.
I might later.
Is that,
yeah.
is that a crusty spot?
I don't think so.
No, it feels soft. Hey, you know what that means.
That was kind of awkward.
Hey,
it's way down on my knee.
Everything's that's impressive wow. if it was. Because it's like...
I'm turning red.
It's like it is shit.
Don't be embarrassed.
Hey, look. Don't feel bad. All right. Hulk versus Godzilla. Yeah.
Take me home tonight.
Who's a better good guy?
Ooh.
Well.
Because they both...
It's hard.
They both sometimes wreck shit up, but Hulk was on the Avengers. Godzilla, like you said, would fight aliens from outer space.
But that
Godzilla,
was he only did it for self-preservation.
Mm-hmm. No, no. Now, yeah. Godzilla would come to the rescue whenever a monster would come to destroy the town. People would sometimes, you know, plead to Godzilla
yeah,
to come save
true.
Them,
yeah,
and he
would.
So
but
he's a, they're both kind of
I go with
unpredictable.
The Hulk. I go with the Hulk because he never wanted to be what he was. He just... He has a heart. Godzilla's just like, I'm an animal anyway. Even though people want me to come destroy
but
this.
I don't think Godzilla thinks that much,
though. The
thing
about
though.
Godzilla is people will stand on a hilltop and go, thank you, Godzilla. Thanks for saving us. And we're like, and wave at them and walk off in the ocean. It's like, didn't you 2 years ago step on my home?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, it's got to be hard to be Godzilla. I'll
well,
give
you know what? Godzilla's indifferent about being good or bad. He's just going to kill what he wants to kill. And it just happens he goes and kills that bad guy.
I don't know. I kind of like Godzilla. I feel like the Hulk.
No.
In the comics, though,
the Hulk
will
it's
sometimes.
It's the Hulk's fault that he, I mean, he
was
busy being
around.
A crazy.
Well, the gamma ray,
he was
well.
Busy being a crazy scientist.
Yeah, that's
blowing stuff up.
That's
Godzilla
true.
Was just Godzilla was just some tiny lizard hanging out in the water.
Here's my theory about Godzilla. Here's my theory about Godzilla.
Yeah.
Where did Godzilla come from?
I
know the Matthew Broderick, was a fucking iguana or something.
No, like, they don't really in the old Godzillas, the he would break out of an iceberg. You know, he was in like ice age.
Right. Well, he was from Monster Island.
Right. But I believe he was. You're familiar with the Ice Age? Uh-huh. I believe he's from a Ice Age that was actually before that, where even bigger dinosaurs and monsters roam the earth.
In
the original Godzilla was like he was as a result. It was essentially the same story. He was. Yeah.
Science.
Some kind of thing, people were doing explosions of nuclear energy off.
Yeah, I don't remember where or how I read this or whatever, but I do remember reading, it was probably on the back of an action figure or something, but where Godzilla was like the fossils of a Tyrannosaurus that got hit with a gamma bomb, or not a gamma bomb, but like an atomic bomb. Because this is back when just radiation would turn you into a monster. So that's where he came from. That's why he's kind of dinosaur-like. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And yeah,
Godzilla
feels
like a victim to me, so it's hard to...
They're both kind of tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of roid ragey.
Yes.
I say it's a draw.
Okay. I feel like Godzilla's just trying... Like, Godzilla doesn't really know what it's doing. It's just trying to protect this child.
This isn't a which is better, but do you remember when they did make the horrible Godzilla movie with Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
And it was like Godzilla was a gray Godzilla.
Yes.
He had an underbite.
I think they were trying to like, hey, you know what Jurassic Park was cool?
Right.
Let's make a bunch of Godzillas.
It was pretty shit.
It was terrible.
And the Wallflowers did a cover of Heroes by David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, that was horrible.
You remember that?
And Kashmir.
Day? Yes, Kashmir. That's what it was. That's what
P. Diddy's Kashmir. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Here we come.
With Dave Grohl playing guitar.
Was it?
I think Dave Grohl played guitar on that.
Really?
You're thinking of Les Paul.
I'm thinking Dave Grohl had something to do with that.
I know.
I think he did. What is he in now? Crooked
Jimmy Walter? Page played guitar on it for sure.
Oh, it was Jimmy Page. No. I think Dave.
Jimmy Page.
I think Dave Grohl had something to do with that cover.
Really?
Should we Google it?
Please. That's sad. Don't.
Not now.
I mean, it's even worse if Jimmy Page did, because he actually wrote it, and he could have said, "Listen, P. Diddy, why do you want to ruin my song?"
I vaguely remember the video for that song, and I vaguely remember Dave Grohl playing guitar in it or something like
really?
That.
Really?
First, P. Diddy kills Biggie Smalls.
I could be drugged
killed
up.
Biggie
I could have been
Smalls
drugged up when it happened.
And
I don't know.
Tupac.
And then he kills
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. How can you do that?
I mean, he didn't,
obviously. Led Zeppelin still rocked.
John Bonham killed Led Zeppelin.
Ooh.
Wow.
Kind of.
They'd
still be making records right now, right?
They're kind of lame by
Def
presence
Leppard
anyway.
Def Leppard killed Led Zeppelin, because when they came on the scene,
who killed him? I didn't hear you.
Def Leppard.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Think about it. Do the math.
Video killed the radio star. We know
that.
Scorpions. That's a fact. Yeah.
It was the Scorpions.
See,
like,
that's no one like you. I don't know. So who's a better good guy? Did we decide who's a better good guy?
I think we said Ty.
I don't know.
Ty? Okay, yeah.
They're both sad.
Who's better at being a bad guy?
Wow.
I mean, that's the flip side of
that. But Godzilla's killed a lot more people than the Hulk.
You're probably right.
A lot more innocent
people. He reeks. He's like a hurricane.
Yeah.
He
will rock you like a hurricane.
Wow. A lot of collateral damage.
Come on.
The Hulk has never picked up a train of commuters just trying to get home from work.
And ate it.
Yeah.
No.
Bit into electrical lines. Knocked out power for years.
Also, I think that the Hulk, his whole genre of comics or whatever, isn't going to have a killing spree, really. Even if you are a bad guy who's like smashing tanks and knocking down buildings, you're not going to see a lot of casualties.
See like the soldiers get up and like, ow, my neck hurts after being thrown.
Like G.I. Joe where the parachute's going to fall.
Oh, that was terrible.
Sky. Did you see the G.I. Joe movie?
Yeah, it was horrible.
I didn't even see it.
The live action one?
I'm a 40-year-old man. I went and got a cartoon of it.
with
I don't know.
With Cobra Law.
I don't know.
And,
I got the Spanish version.
Wow.
English subtitles.
I knew when I saw Marlon Wayans, who is,
oh,
even in the line of Wayans, is the worst Wayans.
He's not a very good Wayans.
Yeah, we saw it on demand down
He's
there.
He's like a bald
Maybe Wayans. Sean Wayans is worse than Marlon Wayans. But
I couldn't even distinguish.
Marlon Wayans is... I think
by the credits.
Marlon Wayans is the one who's in more movies, unfortunately.
Oh.
I think this is
part of what this bothers me, is that I really sincerely believe that there's somewhere in Hollywood, like an underground bunker, where they sit around and try and figure out things that I loved when I was a kid and how to fucking destroy them. Like fucking Transformers.
They've always done that.
G.I. Joe. I know, but it's like
when I was your age, I mean it was, you know, John Goodman
like
is
when
Fred
they ruined,
Flintstone.
Yeah, when they ruined they ruined the Little Rascals for you.
And the Brady Bunch.
And yeah.
Stuff
and
like
the Keystone
that.
Cops, they fucked that up for you.
Yeah.
They ruined Tom Sawyer for you.
You call that Buster Keaton? That motherfucker.
They ruined that game Jax for me. They tried to make a video game version of it. Stunk.
But I didn't see the Transformers 2, the part 2 of that. That was such a pile of shit. Horrible. And Transformers are so fucking great. And then they make this thing and it's like, Bumblebee is like, The robots just look like
a pet.
Am I insane, or do the robots just look like a big messy pile of shit? Yeah, you can't distinguish what their face is.
Right, and then like when they fight, you can't tell what's going on.
It looks like a
car wreck,
blur of shit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it's like, this is Bumblebee. It's like he doesn't talk like Bumblebee. He doesn't fucking look like Bumblebee. He doesn't act like Bumblebee. How is he Bumblebee? He's a yellow robot.
Yeah.
By that logic, C-3PO is a fucking Bumblebee.
Theoretically,
left leg of Voltron is fucking Bumblebee.
Well, theoretically, C-3PO, he couldn't be Bumblebee. He's from
Cybertron.
He was created on Tatooine as a protocol droid by a young boy.
I don't think you're getting the spirit of my argument.
Okay,
I'm just saying that they fucking ruin everything. What were we? I'm sorry, I'm getting off. I'm
All
right, we got like 10 minutes left.
Is that it?
Oh boy. Okay, let's get through these.
Let's say 8 minutes.
That's important. Who had better enemies?
Ooh.
Hulk fought guys like Dr. Doom.
Wow, Dr. Doom's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Hulk had a better variety.
Hulk fought just as many good guys as bad guys. Hulk fought Fantastic Four and the leader. And, you know, on the other hand, Godzilla fought King Kong.
Yeah.
Gigan, that turtley dude.
Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla 2.
Yeah.
Spinning
turtle?
The small monster. What the fuck was the spinning turtle? And fire would shoot out of his fucking...
Yeah, what was his name?
I don't know, but he was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's like, how are we going to make this turtle fly? I know. It was spin him around.
Physics.
Let's apply a little Chinese arithmetic.
A little Chinese democracy.
So who's better? Who are better enemies?
Probably the Hulk.
Probably the Hulk.
If the Hulk fought everybody.
Hulk ended up fighting.
The Hulk was also...
Hulk fought pretty much every Marvel
And he was
person.
Wanted by the government, you know.
Remember King Seesaw?
Yeah.
You remember Megalon?
Yeah.
Who was the guy with the fucking hooks for hands and that's in the saw for a chest?
From Peter Pan?
No. From fucking...
From the Camp Town stories that you told your kid?
Yeah.
And his hand was a
hook. From the Boxcar Children. I don't know. Anyway, I guess...
The Little Rascals? Hulk. Stymie?
That's a good bit. Robert Klein has a good bit. All right.
Who had better friends? I guess it's the same group on either side. Like,
you want to hear a story about my better enemies or my better friends?
Who is the most radioactive?
Wow, most radioactive.
Radioactive. Depends on your theory on how Godzilla is created.
Well,
that's true.
It doesn't matter. Fuck the Matthew Broderick Godzilla. I'm talking about glowing spike on the back, fire. What is
fire breathing?
He doesn't breathe fire. He kind of breathes like blue radiation.
Yeah,
that's pretty radioactive.
That's pretty radioactive.
Godzilla on that.
Although, Incredible Hulk's just pumping through his veins.
But,
gamma radiation.
Gamma, like when they invented the Hulk, like the guy who wrote it, whatever his name is.
Stanley
Jones, whatever. Oliver Hardy, whoever.
Stanley Lee Jones.
Like gamma rays, that sounded really cool.
Yeah.
Not that big of a deal. No. It's like microwave.
It's like, yeah.
It's like, hey, this guy's hand was in a microwave. Now he's a superhero.
Right, right.
You know, you go down to Florida, you get hit with gamma rays.
Yeah.
That guy microwaved
I think
soup.
To Japan, radiation is a little.
Yeah, a little touchy.
Well,
a little closer to the heart.
Godzilla came out like late 40s, early 50s.
Uh-oh.
So it was.
And this is something my wife and I discussed at the Olive Garden.
Uh-huh.
Godzilla is a metaphor for the atomic bomb.
Yeah, definitely.
I believe that the Hulk was some sort of stance on nuclear power.
I think his was more a stance against testing things on humans.
Well, that's the thing. Is
and
they're
anti-abortion.
They're different. They're different genesis.
This microphone will probably...
Maybe Stan Lee's anti-science.
Well, there's different genesis for... Hulk, and sometimes he was saving, they made a gamma bomb, and he was saving some dirty hippie from the blast.
Why?
And he got bombarded. Which the thing is like, what if you did drop that bomb on like Hiroshima? Then you would have a Hiroshima full of Hulks.
Right.
Whoa.
Well, you'd be fucked then.
You
know? Yeah. No.
And then if Godzilla, showed up to Hiroshima with a fucking town full of Hulks, then tell me who would get just, they'd swarm over them like ants.
Yeah.
Little green ants with little slanty.
And they already all know Kung Fu, so they're Kung Fu Hulks.
They're born with the Kung Fu gene.
Sword techniques. They know Kung Fu.
They'd have samurai.
They know how
swords.
To build technology. They're good with technology.
Yeah.
Abacuses.
Wow. My mind is blown.
Great at playing piano.
Could you imagine the Walkmans they would have came out with?
They'd have been huge. Because they would all grow to the size of a normal man.
They'd be indestructible, too. Like,
you could probably play records in them.
Ooh.
That's how good they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
If nothing only. Wrong with records. Who had the longest run?
Who started? They're both still going.
I know, but I guess
Hulk started. Second.
Yeah,
Godzilla started first. Godzilla's.
They both had pretty good runs.
Yeah. Was early 50s, I think.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this question means. Most relevant.
Most relevant?
Which? Answer it. I don't care what it means.
I don't.
We're running out of time. We got to get to Godzuki.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Which did kids pretend to be more? Which did you pretend to be more? The Hulk.
You never pretended to be Godzilla. Nobody.
You
did.
Never pretended to. You never built like Lego houses and blocks and Matchbox cars.
They didn't have that technology. That. Did you build? Use your Lincoln logs.
Dirt and leaves.
Well, I took an.
Did you ever like pile your sticks?
We would go out back and chop a tree down if we wanted some. Wood to play with.
His Lincoln log was just
you
his
want
house.
Lincoln logs, you made it. Yeah, back in my day.
Well, I don't know. I would pretend to be both, you know.
Yeah.
I still do to this day. Kinda,
he does.
Kinda yeah. Like
not surprised.
Bulk everybody
yeah.
Who had a better catchphrase?
Well.
Because we were saying the Hulk is.
Hulk smash.
Hulk smash. And Godzilla would be. which is better.
I think Hulk smash is a catchphrase.
They both stink.
Well, it's better than it's clobbering
right
time.
Now and like off in the distance, you heard. You oh fuck! If you heard Hulk smash,
but is that a better catchphrase or?
I don't know if it's necessarily.
Has a catchphrase ever scared you?
I think it's pretty good.
Where's the beef? I don't know. Where is the beef? What have I been eating this whole time?
Was it supposed to be here?
I don't know.
Which is more plausible?
That's a great question.
Because I know Wolverine, Mark ain't buying that shit.
No. Like,
if they break it down, though, Godzilla could happen.
Well, I don't know. I'd say Hulk is maybe slightly... Because maybe he's just a really angry. He's essentially a really strong angry
steroids
guy.
Could, you know, yeah. We could advance steroids.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
Well, yeah, so Hulk is more plausible.
That's heavy.
I would say Hulk Hogan is the fake Hulk, and the Matthew Broderick Grey Godzilla is the Grey Godzilla. So between those two, who's better?
Hulk Hogan.
I think I insulted.
First of all, in 1983, he became the World Wrestling Federation champion by defeating the Iron Sheik at Madison Square Garden.
With a leg drop.
With a leg drop.
Well.
Yeah, well, there's a series
point,
of moves before
the Grey Godzilla at one point had Matthew Broderick, the professional, whatever his name is, and some chick in his mouth at the same time.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know best.
Mm-mm.
So.
Father knows best.
Speaking of fathers, who's a better father? Godzilla?
Well, Godzilla would be a mother.
Godzilla's well, a, is he, though? I
Godzilla's
mean,
a mommy.
Refer to Godzilla as a guy, but he also had
Godzilla's a mommy.
But is he a female or is he male?
I think it's a mommy.
He's
there are eggs.
We might need to Google
he's
this.
An asexual reproductive reptile.
Is he? Cause, like,
I think so.
Is he asexual?
Do reptiles produce asexually?
There's a type of
if
lizard.
If they evolve in their environment and there's no mate, then yes.
There's a type of lizard that they're all females.
Oh, yeah.
And they will rub against each other and lay asexual eggs, and they're all clones of themselves.
Yeah. Thin Lizzy.
I don't know. Leslie Nash.
That's called Girls Gone Wild. Hey.
More like Thin Lizzy.
But
roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
But Hulk had a son. When he did Planet Hulk, he has a son. And he didn't raise him very good because he wasn't there for him.
Like,
you know?
Was his son automatically a hero or half hero?
His son.
His mom had to be. Who was his mom?
His mom was like
She-Hulk?
No. Oh, that was his cousin, dude. Gross. She-Hulk is.
In my day, that was totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Keep it in the family. High
I'm not
five.
Saying it's not. Ooh.
Oh, I just meant that in general term.
Instead of general
He's just
term.
Making meatballs, right? He's just, still,
I didn't mean like the hot sauce. We know.
He's just making meatballs.
You know what goes good with meatballs?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Okay. Who
this should be,
final
this,
question.
This last one.
Okay. Final question.
But we never decided how did Gazuki asexual reproduction.
Well, I mean,
that's
I guess.
What you decided.
I think that's
us.
What we. That's what nature decided.
He didn't even look like Godzilla.
He looked like a fucking Down syndrome. He's like all fat.
That's not nice.
He would blow the little rings.
Yeah, because he didn't know fire yet.
Well, but he would sort of like grow and shrink. Remember that? Like he would shrink. To
that
sort
was on
of,
the cartoon.
No, in the movies he would sort of like guys. Do. You know, how in Japan, like you do some sort of hand gestures and then you grow.
You're thinking
like,
of that Apache from?
No, I'm not thinking of Apache Chief, and I'm not thinking of Ultraman. I'm thinking of Godzuki because he would do this little thing, and grow to be like sort of. It's obviously the same guy in the same suit. But in some scenes, he would be standing next to Sean at Sean's height.
Yeah.
Then
I think that
he would
was just
be...
bad editing. Is
what that might be.
That was a problem.
That's
with the
continuity
Godzilla
here.
Movies. It's like in one scene, Godzilla would be holding a boat in his hand, and there'd be like people in it. And the next scene, he'd be holding like a train in his hand, and it's the same
yeah,
size.
Yeah. I think you're getting that confused with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I think you're getting confused.
Wow, guys. Final question.
Final question. Bigger dick.
Well, I mean, Hulk, because Godzilla, we...
Godzilla's
asexual.
I guess we don't know. We don't know how big his dick is.
It has to be the Hulk.
That's a fact X factor.
Episode 4, we get some yardsticks out.
Well, maybe...
You would see Godzilla's dick, because everyone's looking up.
This is one thing about the Hulk, though.
Yeah.
The Hulk's pants never break, so, like, you'd
well,
think that if
point.
His penis was huge
how does,
and
how
got
his
bigger,
pants grow with him every time?
It's just one of those
just
things.
Just below
you have
the calves
to...
always tore apart.
Yeah.
The calves of his pants.
I think
you'd
just...
think the waist would break first.
Yeah.
Right. Down. Yeah, have you ever... Yeah, I eat, like, 2 cheeseburgers, and I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
Pants rip, you know? That's what I say.
Hulk
pants. Fart. Yeah, I'm going to have to say...
That was a terrible way to end a great podcast.
Well, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.